And boys and girls, a very, very important and special guest joins me. He's blushing right now, I know. It's George French from Crookston. Hello, George.
Hello, Rob. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you, too. George and I go way back. He has been a fixture in Crookston in music for many, many, many years. He's worked at the University of Minnesota Crookston campus for how many years?
Well, this is actually year number 37.
37 years. Does it seem that long, George? Does it really seem that long?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's amazing. And what's your role there at UMC?
Well, what I do here is I direct the music in the theater department. So I conduct the choir, a fairly active performing group, teach some class piano, then also teach other classes that are associated with our music minor. We do have a band director, but his name is T.J. Chapman. So I work with him with the bands, and so we try to keep a lot of balls in the air, I suppose, keep them going and keep our students involved with a little bit of music and theater.
Well, let's talk about something very important as well to George French, and that's something called Save the Carnegie. Now, Crookston's library, the original library, was built many years ago, part of the Carnegie Library System. And a new library was built, located on the old pool site in downtown Crookston, where I was a lifeguard many, many years ago. And you're involved now in Save the Carnegie. What's that about, George?
Well, that Carnegie building was threatened some years ago with just being demolished. And fortunately, through the efforts of several people in this community and also the Historical Society, the building was saved. But it's one thing to save a building, but it's something else to renovate it to make it usable.
Mm-hmm.
I've been fortunate to be able to actually have a few concerts over there, and we had one just a couple of weeks ago with my UMC choir and then also our community men's course that I also direct. And we did that as a sort of a Save the Carnegie fundraiser with a free will offering. I understand that we took in a little over $1,000.
Wow.
We have there's a very active committee in this community that has been working so hard to do things like putting in a bathroom and renovating the downstairs. And of course, a big issue in this day and age with these older buildings is accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a challenge, but I think the committee is up to it. And I feel that the more events that go on in that building, and it's a lovely building, lovely venue, I think the more value it will be perceived by members of this community. So those have been my efforts, is to try to promote musical type of activities going on in there. And the acoustics in there are wonderful.
Really?
We get a small little choir singing in there, and they're just amazed that, wow, we're really pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, acoustics can be everything. But not only that, the size of the building is perfect for an audience of between 50 and 100. You can fill it up, have refreshments, and just the ambience. It just makes for, I think, a wonderful setting for all sorts of different programs.
Ultimately, what's the goal for this facility now, a multi-purpose facility for different uses?
I really think it is. Particularly now that the downstairs, which is, you know, the old basement, has been refurbished. It's a wonderful place for meetings. The upstairs, certainly a place not only for concerts, but art displays and types of presentations that I think work very well in an older building of limited size. I really think that is part of what the committee is doing, is coming up with as many ideas as possible, having the building open to the public as frequently as can possibly be done, to get the support and also hopefully the donations that will come in. A big project right now is to save the windows.
Mm-hmm.
And not only save them, but also to replace them with comparable windows that are more energy efficient.
Right.
So the work goes on, but the basic structure is wonderful, and it's actually, I think it's delightful just the way it is.
It's a focal point in Crookston downtown where I grew up, and it's a building that is structurally sound. It was built to last for a very long time. One of many older buildings in the city of Crookston downtown. You have the old cathedral downtown. You have other buildings downtown that were built back in the 1800s, early 1900s, and they're still very strong and very usable. And I think, George, if you would care to comment, I think this is part of a overall trying to reassess the purpose of downtown Crookston to where some places that were either abandoned or ignored for many years can be used in a very productive way.
Well, and I think that this is what is happening at the present time is an appreciation for what is still there.
Yeah.
Some buildings have been lost, and part of it was just because of neglect, and they were vacant for just too long a time, and
mm-hmm.
the roofs leak, and pretty soon there's no choice but to tear them down.
Yeah.
Now with the not only the Carnegie, and you had mentioned the old cathedral, the Grand Theater, and other of these older buildings, sometimes it's just a matter of when walking or driving through the downtown area, just looking up a little bit to see just what these buildings represent and the beauty of them.
Yes.
Hopefully we just will be able to keep what we have, and some of those empty spaces that are downtown, we'll be able to fill them in with structures or events or types of venues that will just really make the downtown area just as attractive as possible.
Well, if you're interested in more on the old Carnegie Library downtown Crookston and in helping to restore and save that building the way it could be used, why not contact the City of Crookston, give them a call, City Hall, or the Chamber of Commerce, and they'll direct you to the right people in helping out in that area. Now, before we go, George, you have a concert coming up on Saturday, December 10th. Tell me about that.
Well, we do. This will be either the sixth or the seventh year that our UMC Christmas choir concert has been held in what we call the Hoslow Chapel at the Polk County Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is located on the east end of town, so within the city limits, but certainly off of the main campus here.
Right.
That particular building was a church out in the country for a while, then it was at UMC, then it was moved again. It's surprising that it is still standing. Now, here the Historical Society has worked very hard to renovate the building, and it's just a gorgeous little chapel. And if we get 75 people in there for a Christmas concert, which is what we usually get, it's a full house.
Mm-hmm. And again, that's coming up on Saturday, December 10th. That begins at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the Polk County Museum grounds, which is east of the city, right within the city limits on Highway 2, as you head east on Highway 2. Well, I wish we had more time, George. Thank you so much for sharing your time. And thank you personally for sharing your talent and the gift that you have in music for others and very worthwhile causes.
Well, thank you, Rahm. And it's just been a pleasure to chat with you. I wish you the very best, and we'll look forward to a wonderful holiday season.
My guest again, George French from the University of Minnesota Crookston campus. He's been directing the music department there for many decades, over 37 years.